अंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनामने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय भक्ताय तवैवास्मि नजिमामि प्रयादिना इति विद्याय राधे तन्ने माम चरणं। माय मिलियंस ऑफ हम्बल ओबेसियंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्य देव ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम अंडर द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। इन द मॉर्निंग I went to the school, visited, and I saw the students, teachers, and I became very satisfied. I want that this school should more advance and more students should come, learn etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette, to honor all Vaishnavas and our Siddhant from beginning. And thus they should be very polite, very humble. If the teachers are not humble, polite and honoring their superiors, they cannot learn. Never. So first, teachers should be very humble. I know personally Brijendra Nandan Prabhu and one lady,
Nitya Manjari.
Nitya Manjari.
Oh, very humble and very polite. Very polite. I meant that other teachers should be, because they are very young, say, sometimes may be upset. But always you should see that you are teacher. A teacher must learn himself all these things and to teach by his behavior. So, I want this thing. I want that this school should advance so much that from every part of the world they may send students here. I heard that today in midday Nagar. There was a very good Nagar Sankirtan.
Vaishali.
I heard that only 100 devotees were there. Oh. I thought that there must be more than 500. So many devotees and sannyasi brahmachari were not there. Only some. So if Nagar Sankirtan, Nagar Sankirtan, distributing books, this is the main subject. You should go and preach. You know that Mahaprabhu preached his mission by Sankirtan Rasa Sthali in Sivasangan and from there, everywhere in India. You may be very high class of, sannyasi or anything. But you cannot be more than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Haridas. Can you be? Never. So we should try to follow their lesson. Now I am too old and some heart disease. Otherwise, I will go first line. So, you should not be idle to go. By this, your by preaching, by these things, oh, inspiration come from Krishna and Radhika and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you must go. So, now you are coming to our class. Perhaps day after tomorrow, or when is Annakoot Mahotsav?
Day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow. So one day in middle. So you should be prepared
tomorrow.
Of.
Day after tomorrow?
Not day after tomorrow.
2 days.
2 days later.
No harm. From beginning, from today, or you should try to arrange all these things. Make so many preparations. Not less than last year. Like in India, Govardhan, who made how beautiful so many preparations. So each of one, you should divide what you will do, what you will do, what your party will do, what his party will do, and thus make very good preparations. And everything you should make ready, a very, very good symptom of cow that we can
worship.
And any high class of Vaishnava, Brahman Vaishnava to whom we respect and we should worship, and all these things you should make ready. You can make Nagar Sankirtan also. And try to help others to be a pure devotee. This is our mission. We were explaining about Nishtha. Śrīla Bhakti Vinod Thakur has quoted first slok. Trina dapi sunichena, taro rapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Try to remember this slok. But more important is that to follow in practice in your life, daily life. Only remembering will not do. Or try to be humble. How you can be humble? Not by practicing. How? It will be possible. If your bhakti is increasing, naturally that humbleness will come. And if you are not increasing your sadhan bhajan, Hare Krishna chanting and other things, serving your Gurudev and Vaishnavas, proper respect to all Vaishnavas, you are not doing. And you are not following Sadhu Sangha, Namakirtan, Bhagavasraman, Mathura Bhas, Srimurtishra. And you want to be humble, you cannot. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Raya Ramananda Sarup Damodar. Raya Ramananda and Sarup Damodar. You know Sarup Damodar? Who is he? Oh, he is a Lalita in Krishna pastime. Raya Ramananda, Vishakha. We are telling in Gambhira. Where is Gambhir bhav is there? Gambhir means?
Deep.
Oh, deep mode is of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always weeping and making weeping to Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda. Oh, Gopal Guru and his Sevak, Govinda and all of us. And his Sevak, Govinda Prabhu is always very... Why the two persons, they come here? They should not come here. Because they make weep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, weeping, weeping, oh, whole night and night. So he wants that they should not come in Gambhira. But Mahaprabhu without them, oh... He will be perhaps more. He may die. He cannot die, but he may die. What is meaning? Oh, that is murcha.
Faint.
So he is telling, Jerupe lailenam
premupajaya.
Tar lakshan suna
sarup
ramraya. Oh, sarup ramraya. Oh, you should hear. If you are chanting name and tears are not coming, hairs are not romancha standing, that dhink janma, fie on them. If you are chanting name and tears are not coming in eyes, you are hearing katha, no tears in eyes, no hair standing, then fie on me, fie on. So how it will come? He is telling, Uttam hai apna ke mane trinadham. Oh, you should explain these 4-5 lines.
I have but a message.
At once. Quickly, stand up. Now try to hear it, to follow it.
Here, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is quoting from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Pad, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, crying, holding the necks of Swarupananda and Roy Ramananda, he is telling them, Ye rupa nam lale, prema upajoy, thar lakshan slok suno swarup ram roy. Oh, dear Swarup Damodar, Roy Ramananda, listen to me. In what way we should chant this name, that Krishna prema, transcendental, pure, unconditional love and affection will rise within our heart. What is that? Uttamaya apanake manitranadam tupakari sahishnata kare brikshasam. The Vaishnav, his mood is what? Even though he's highly qualified, he has all good characteristics, yet still he thinks himself to be quite insignificant. And he tolerates everything in two ways. Briksha jena kotileya kichunabalai suke maila kare pani namagai. If someone will come and to cut the tree, what will the tree say? Nothing. Silent. Tolerating everything. And even if the tree is very dry, there's no water, no rain at all, and the tree is drying up, he will never ask anyone, can you give me a glass of water? Very, very humble. Ye ye magai dea pandan garma vishti sahi anir kare rakshan. And also, the tree, if anyone will beg something from the tree, can you give me your leaves? Can you give me your fruit, your twigs, your branches, your whole trunk? Then whatever the tree has, will give. Without resisting. Without any reluctance at all. Easily. He will give. And in addition to this, garma brishti sahi aner kare rakshan. If it is a very, very hot day, blistering sun is burning everything. And the tree is also burning. But that very same tree, at the very same time, is giving shelter to those who will come beneath it. So tolerating all things, yet giving help and shelter to others, the tree has this qualification. Uttamaya vaishnava be nirabhiman jibe samandibe jani krishna adishtan. Mahaprabhu said that Vaishnav, even though he has all of these high qualities, very noble virtues, still he has no false ego, no abhiman. He does not consider himself to be better than others. Why? Jive samandibe jani krishna adishtan. Everyone he meets, he offers them respect from the core of his heart because he knows that Krishna is residing in the heart of everyone.
Thank you. There are three kinds of name. Name is only perfect, no kind. But according to the stage of sadha, nama has been divided into especially three kinds. Nama is only one kind. What nam? That nam? Namah Chintamani. Krishna Chaitanya Vigraha. Rasa Vigraha. Purna Subdho Nitya Mukto. All the rasas are in name. All. Narad Bina Jivan Sudhormi Nityas Madhuriya. Oh, it is the essence of all Madhuriya in name. Himself, Radha and Krishna and their love up to Mahabhava. Everything is in name. But we poor and fallen jeev, we have no realization of all this. So, when the jivas are making so many offenses and taking name, this is called namaparath. Namaparath, nam sankirtan. And when no aparath but other unwanted thing, anats are there, then it may be called namabhas. And when no namabhas, no aparath, then it may be Shuddha Naam, pure Naam. But pure Naam has also so many categories, so many categories. As the stage of Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, or then Rati, in the stage of Prem, in the stage of Sneha, Maan, Pranay, Rag, Anurag. Like Srimati Radhika, when she utters name, and what it becomes? Oh, of Madan. At once, all mood at a time, or separation mood and also meeting mood. All moods are coming. Or so many high class of Ashtasattik, Sudipta, Pradipta, more than that comes. That sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed in Gambhira. So, first we should try to chant name. Without nama parath, without offenses. What is that? Vishayon ke prati virakti janit swabhavik dinata. We should try to chant name. With the mood that he is quite
indifferent.
From worldly desires. Worldly desires should go away. Giving up all worldly desire. But this is the rogue.
Disease.
Problem. So many problems are here. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, if you want to chant name, oh, give up all your worldly desires, intoxications. Oh, your heart rogue.
Heart disease.
Lust
and all these things. Attachment to wealth, reputation and all these things. And then swabhavik, natural, dinta will, humbleness will come. Dinta means humbleness?
Humility.
Natural humility.
Humility will come. Masata rahit nirmal daya. What?
Being compassionate on others without any envious feelings.
Nirmal daya. Don't want anything in
return.
Never. Like trees. They never want any return from anyone giving their lives. So, try to be like that. And how it will come? Only by chanting and serving Guru Vaishnava and remembering. As much as you will engage your all senses, all moods, everything in Krishna devotion, then it may come Nirmal Daya. So this is. What is Nirmal Daya? to help anyone to
advance in Krishna consciousness.
If you are turning anyone's mode from worldly desires to Krishna, to serve Krishna, oh, this is the best
mercy.
Daya.
Compassion
to others. By giving something, donation, money, or food, or giving your daughters to for marrying anyone, oh, these are not. These are worldly things. And you will be engaged. This is not there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Prabhupada has told that even you are helping anyone to coming from, to take them from worldly, all these things, or towards Krishna, this is the best.
Prabhupada has told this. More than million hospitals.
So you should try. And he has told Prabhupada that to make a devotee, a general person, to make devotee, it takes so many hundred
gallons
of blood. So you should remember. You should be yourself bhakta, devotee, and try to make others devotee. This is the best daya among all. Compassion.
That's welfare.
And then jariya mithya abhivan se rahit hriday ki nirmal. Try to give up all false egos. I am very learned. I am best quality of devotee. Oh, I am very wealthy. I am very beautiful. I can attract others. Give up all these false, worldly false ego. Then you can chant name, otherwise not. And most important, fourth, to give proper respect to proper devotee. And Srila Rupa Goswami has told all these symptoms. If you cannot give respect to Vaishnavas, then you are like a dambhik. What dambhik?
Proud person. Arrogant.
Arrogant. Don't be that. So, if you want bhakti, you should always remember Krishna word, tad viddhi, pranipatena, pariprasnena, sevaya, upadechanti jnanam,
jnanina,
tattvatas. Automatic they will give you that knowledge. If you have three things. So, I think from today you should all try to give respect, proper respect to Vaishnava. To Kanishth, like that. Who are in Madhyam Adhikar, oh, you should do like that. And who are in Uttam, oh, you cannot realize that who is Uttam and who is. But try to give proper respect. If you are not giving proper respect, then you are even not in Kanishtha Adhikari. Kanishtha Adhikari. You should know that who are chanting Krishna, whether initiated or not initiated, no harm. We should think they are in our family. And if, but always remember this, they should not be Mayabadi. They should not be Bauddha. Bauddha, you know,
Buddhist.
Very dangerous, more than Mayabadi. Bauddha. And Sahajiya and all other things. Sahajiya are more better than Mayabadi and Bauddha. Sahajiya may be taken.
Buddhist,
you know?
Yeah, Buddhist.
Buddhist. Yeah.
Akhan Buddhist bolte. And
Sri Sanghi.
The
Mayavad and Sri Sanghi also.
And be careful from Istri Sanghi. Istri Sanghi, you know. Istri Sanghi means? What meaning?
Lusty persons.
Oh, mixing with ladies and thinking that we are in high class estates and we are doing parkiya bhajan. And without this, mixing with, making children with widows, oh, this is the parkiya rasa. Don't think. Otherwise Mahaprabhu will
reject
you forever. So, Krishna bhakta are more humble than tree, than grass. So, if you want to do bhajan, you should follow four things. Don't wish to have any respect from anyone. Try to give them proper respect. These are the four things. Also, you should remember, we are all refugees in this world.
Refugees.
One day, very soon, we'll have to give up this land. Your relatives, your position, everything will go away in a moment. Whether you will cry, oh, let me have 1 minute, 1 second time. Oh no, nothing is there. Idam sariram satasandhi jarjaram patatyavasam parimanapeshalam kimausada prichati moodha durmate niramayam krishna rasayanam. Oh, Jamunacharya, Mukundamala Stotra, the guru of Ramanujacharya has. You are कोई रोग से पीड़ित है.
You are suffering from any disease.
And you are going to doctor and here and there. So much busy always. In day and night, in dream or in sleeping. Always you are busy for that. Worry for that. Why you are? At that time you should remember this sloka, tattenu kampam susubhikshamam. It has come from my previous
first
activity, the food. Or Krishna mercifully has given. Oh, I should happily take them. And then you will be the what?
Recipient.
The rightful heir.
A rightful heir of bhakti. Surely bhakti will come. So, you must die. You are bound to die if you have taken birth. Where is Ram now? Where is Ayodhya? Where is Mathura Puri? All have come. But if you want to be here and to enjoy this world, you cannot. You have enjoyed it previous, in your previous millions of lives. Not only with one husband and one
wife.
Hog and pigs.
So many children.
So don't be worried for these things. One day you'll have to die. Give up all these things. And then your body will be either ashes,
change into ashes,
changes to ashes, or in change in worms, or either prasadam of wild beasts, dogs and
jackals.
This is, and for this body, you want to make this body by all these things, worldly desires. Don't do so. O dushman, O my dusht mind. Why you have so much mamata? Oh, this is mine. Oh, I am this body. The related person and related thing, oh, they are mine. Don't have all. Only you can keep. I am servant of Krishna, eternal. And Krishna is mine. Or his all associates are mine. That is good. But worldly things don't have any false ego in them. So try to take Ramban, Aushadhi.
Infallible medicine.
Medicine. And what is that? Krishna name Rasa. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. But we have no faith on this, a strong faith. We see that anyone chanting Hare Krishna, and he is heart rogi or anything. He chanting name, but he still we see that he has so many rogues. And he still he is dying. So sometimes we become very weak. Don't think like that. Why? Oh, our soul is eternal. The rogue is only that I am disease is that, oh, that I am this body and all are related to me. These are mine, this rogue. It will not go by any medicine, worldly medicine. It will go only by Krishna name, otherwise no. Krishna killed Agasur, Bakasur, Putana. You should know that they were not killed, but they had new life and they went to Golok Vrindavan forever. Any soul cannot be killed. So if you are dying but chanting name, all your rogues forever it will go. Like Ajami, like others. So don't disbelieve. Now rogue is seen and you are chanting. So many anarth also are there. No harm. No? They are going. But you are not realizing. So you should have a strong faith on this. Always pray, Krishna, Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, Aparada Sahasra Bhajanam Patitam Bhima Bhavar Namodare, Agatim Saranagatam Hare Kripaya Kevala Atma Sartha. I am offensive, I am very wretched. I have done all kinds of offenses and all kinds of bad things in my millions of lives I have. Oh God, oh Krishna, what should I do? Repenting and chanting name Hare Krishna. This is only the remedy. If any big problem comes, you should try to chant always. This is only the remedy, nothing. So he has told so many prayers, like Gopinath, Mama Nivedan, Vishai Durjan, Sada Kam, like this. We should always pray. But if you are always engaged in making money and maintaining life, you cannot do like this. But try. Don't give up hope. Then you should come in fourth yom. Try to give up all worldly desires. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarin kavitam, va jagadish kamaye, mama janmani janmani swari bhoda bhaktu rahe duke. Ashram Maharaj.
Fourth verse. That, O Lord, I do not desire dhanam, I do not desire wealth. I do not desire followers, or nor do I desire beautiful women. I only desire your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. So, this stage, Ruchi. Now, the devotee, having engaged in hearing and chanting, serving, in a mood of repentance, and as bhakti is coming in his heart, then the qualities, four qualities, trinanda pisa miche na, tarori vasa hishnu na, amani na manadena ketniyak sadahari, then they're coming within the heart. But the devotee, he still has this buddhi purvika, that at this stage, by one's intelligence, one is spontaneously hearing and chanting is not going on. But by one's intelligence, one is engaging in hearing and chanting. But when one comes to the stage of Ruchi, then at this stage, then spontaneously, one is getting attachment for hearing and chanting. It is explained that there are two stages. That the first is Vastu, Vashishta, and Apekshani. And the second is Vastu, Vashishta, and Apekshani. That Vastu, Vashishta, Apekshani means that the hearing and chanting of the sadhak at this stage is dependent on the quality of the different elements which are there. For instance, if kirtan is going on, and the kirtanier is somebody like Kishori Mohan, singing very, very sweet, nice harmonium, nice madanga player, then one will have so much taste and eagerness to hear and engage in such kirtan. This is Vastu Vashishta Apekshani. That is dependent on the different external elements which are surrounding the kirtan. And the second stage, higher stage, is Vastu Vashishta Anapekshani. That even if the person has a croaky voice like myself, if no good madanga playing, no good cartels, but the devotee at this higher stage will have so much taste for hearing Harinam, that for them, no problem. That only they absorb in tasting the nectar of the holy name, and they're not disturbed by the fact that it's not melodious, the voice is not sweet, madanga playing is not nice, and cartels are out of tune. So, in this stage, then kirtan is going on spontaneously. Also, this verse will come now. Anyabilasita sudyam, gyana kamadya nabitam, anukulyena krishna nusilnam bhakti uttamam. That, at this stage, shuddha bhakti actually is coming into the heart. The devotee spontaneously, he's the cultivation of his mind, body, words, his spiritual moods, that they are flowing in an uninterrupted way, just as honey, a stream of honey is coming, unbroken. So in this way, his absorption in hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. is going on in an unbroken way. And that now there's not the interference or impediments of karma, gyan, yoga, or any other type of mystic processes, but rather his mood is now flowing very, very sweetly towards pleasing Guru and Krishna.
Very good. Thank you.
Gauranga bolita hobe kulokase.
One question.
Gurudev, it seemed that Maharaj was saying that anyabilasita sunyam and the constant flow of devotion like the honey coming from the jar comes in the stage of Ruchi, because he was speaking about this niyam which is in Ruchi. But is that when anyabilasita sunyam comes? I thought it comes in at least in Bhav.
Oh.
Semblance.
Something. Not flow.
Oh. Go on. Oh, you should be here.
You can sing. He's more sweet. Yeah.
Then you should sing that. Kumkumat or any good Sanskrit. Best song in.
What, Rashtakam?
Yes.
Any ashtanga you can do better.
What ashtanga?
Madhura
ashtanga. Oh, yes, you can. Very soon, sir. You should also join. Go on. Oh, even we will give classes. Some are sleeping. That is why I am giving medicine. If he is naked, more sweet. And if he is covered by the dust of cows, oh, very, very beautiful. Very, very. He is looking by the corner of eyes. Oh, greedy for something. Oh, more, more, more sweet. It takes the heart of the devotee, especially as gopis. So, gopi can give everything, their hearts, forever. So, everything of Krishna, he is looking also, he is walking, of most sweet. And if, but you should know, Krishna is so sweet, but from where sweetness comes? Oh, by Radhika. If Radhika is not there, sweetness will not come. So all sweetness are coming from Radhika. So always he is keeping Srimati Radhika here. Otherwise sweetness will not come and he will be like Nirvishesh Brahma. So everything of if you want to be also sweet, you should chant, remember the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Like what? Like what? Like Prabhat song one? Vibhavari Shesha?
Bolo Hari
Hari Mukunda Murari. Rama Krishna Hari Hari. Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Rama Krishna Hare Hare Krishna
After
Krishna Bhamana Sri Madhusudana Rajendrana Dhana Shama Putana Gatana Kaitava Satana Putana
Nama Sudara Sakara Krishna Rasa Nama Sudara Sakara Krishna Rasa Purana Yoga Jana Mana Oh Ananda Vardhana Oh,
is Jamuna Jivan. And I'm having all the pastimes what has been expressed in this song.
The glory of name.
Oh. But is that Jamuna Jivan? Oh, why Krishna is going to Jamuna, the ghat of Jamuna? And why all gopis? Gopis has promised and Krishna has promised, we will meet there on the ghat of
Jamuna.
Keshi ghat. Oh, Bhandir ghat.
Panghat.
Panghat. So they will meet. And how they meet? Very rare. So many difficulties and everything is there. In your bhajar also, so many difficulties, so many problems of. Gopi don't count anything. I keep it. Their father, mothers, bindings of all, kul marjada, dharma, religious, all kinds of marjada.
Social etiquette.
Oh, like what? Like a trina.
Like insignificant thing.
Anything. So you must. Don't have any attachment to these worldly things. Never. Then how you can remember always Krishna? How a dream will come of Radha and Krishna? So always 24 hours try to do. Then how to maintain our life? This is the big problem. There is the problem.
Oh my God.
So try to realize. All problems will go by chanting. Then ruchi will come. Otherwise not ruchi will come. If you have worldly attachment and you want a ruchi, you have ruchi to worldly things. How this one ruchi will go here and there, both sides? Oh, it is impossible. And that is why he has told, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavita va jagadisha kamaye, mama janamani janmani swere, bhavada bhaktur hai duke. Mahaprabhu is weeping and telling, oh, this is the jewel of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming from his mouth. Everything. Or all modes and all objects of our life are in these 8 slokas. All Vedas are there. Srimad Bhagavatam is there. Chaitanya Charitamrita. And all the books, essence of the books of our Goswami. Everything is there. But how to realize? If you have some attachment, worldly attachment, and you want these both at a time, you cannot do. So give up all these things. So he's, oh, I don't want. What is the meaning?
Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. In this course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying and is telling that I don't want any kind of worldly wealth, that is na dhanam, na janam. I do not want any followers or any kind of adoration in this world. I don't long for any worldly beauty in this world. Kavitam va jagadish kame, and I don't want to be honored, and I don't aspire for any high position in this material world. Mam janmana. Mam
janmani janmani sare bhavata dukham
dukhi dvai. I only desire that life after life in my heart, unconditional devotional service may arise for the lotus feet of Sri Krishna.
Alabdhe, oh, 7th sloka. Alabdhe va vinashte va bhaksha akshadana sadhane ablaklivam bhutva harire udhiva smari. Oh, means if you are bhajan parayan, if you are doing bhajan, and ruchi is coming, especially second class of ruchi. What second class of ruchi?
Vastu vaisishta anapekshini.
If kirtan is going on anyhow, Hare Krishna with very mota avaj,
thick voice,
not in tune, even he hears and becomes so
inspired.
Whether it is that decorated or not, but oh, so much love and affection for deities, the quarreling. Today I will not give you prasadam. You are very naughty. Nityananda is okay, but you, very naughty.
Nitya is very simple.
Nitya Prabhu is very simple.
Are you very simple?
I will worship him, but not you. Today I will make you a star. You can cook yourself and you can do. I will not. Oh, today I went to
pick some flower
from
anybody's garden.
Garden, and he
pushed me,
and I fell down. My today,
my leg was broken. Leg was injured.
Also, you could not save me, so I will not worship you. You should see your all matters yourself. I will not do it. Oh, quarreling. Who was that? Always involved. So, if you are always engaged in maintaining your life, sometimes business is very good. Oh, very good, very good. And some down, what to do? And you forget to chant, you forget to worship, everything. Then what is this? This is not a ruchi. But in ruchi, automatically it will come. Alabdhe. If anything is not coming for maintenance, money, food, or anything, don't. We have seen for Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Oh, he was in Govindakund anywhere. And just he saw that so many persons are making very delicious food there, picnic. And he thought that, I should also have something delicious food. Oh, you want delicious food. Very good.
I'm giving
you. Oh, I'm very soon I am. And he took some leaves, neem leaves and gave. Oh, you should take it. Be satisfied. Sometimes he used to take the mud of Kuns.
Radha Kuns.
And thus he became
blind. Externally blind.
But how do you? O Radhe, where you are?
Kothai
mai prema mai radhe radhe radhe
tumar kangal
tumai dake
radhe, radhe.
Oh, your very
beggar.
Poor
beggar
is always chanting oh radhe, always in mood. But if you are worried for your maintenance, today no food or business is down, or this my relative is dead, and you are all so much busy, then how Krishna prema will come? You should follow Srimash Pandit. What he did? His only one son was there. And his wife and relative began to weep, and he went, if you are giving disturbance, problem in kirtan, I will jump in Ganges. At once, either was used. And then Mahaprabhu heard, he stopped the kirtan, he came there. Oh, why you are sleeping? Oh, wake up. And did. As if he is waking, and he began to talk. I am very well there, where I have taken bath. There is favorable for doing bhajan. Here not. And thus, Mahaprabhu told that, you should go there. Don't be, in this world, it is essential to maintain our life. Without this, we cannot do bhajan. But don't be worried so much for this. It will come automatic. You can test. It will come. Because it is coming from our previous activities. So don't be worried for this. If anything coming, okay. And if something that you have collected or are going, even you should not be worried for that. You have deposited in bank, oh, so many dollars, no? Or so many thousands of dollars. But anyhow, business came down and your money went. Don't be worried for that. By money you cannot do anything. No Krishna prem, nothing. You cannot eat your bank money. Only you can take two chapatis, two breads, nothing more. Then why? So, you should not be worried for that. And abhiklamam bhutva, without any worry. And you should chant Hare Krishna. You remember Sivas Pandit, four brothers, taking big manjira.
Jumper.
And chanting whole night, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare Navah Krishna Jadavai. Whole night they are doing. And there was nothing in house to take anything. Nothing was there. Mahaprabhu told that day and night you are chanting Hare Krishna. Or you should try to maintain yourself, make some money or make some anything, begging or anyhow you should maintain. Oh, I will not do. I will not do. We will not do. Only chanting. And then he told like, one, two, three. Mahaprabhu, what you are doing? Oh, if I will wait for one day, and if not coming, I will wait for second day.
Fast.
And then third day. And if third day, even if not coming, oh, I will jump
in the Ganges.
Hare Krishna and jump. Then Mahaprabhu told, for all the devotees who have taken shelter, seriously,
sincerely,
taking the shelter and they are chanting, they should not have to beg anytime. Lakshmi may beg, no harm.
Goddess of fortune.
Goddess of fortune, Lakshmi himself, herself, she can beg, but my devotee nothing to her. I will take on my head and hear everything for them. I will maintain them. This is my promise. Then why we should do? So have a strong faith for these things. What?
Dave, you mentioned the glory of Srivas Thakur, and he also didn't care even when his little son died during the kirtan.
That I told.
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to come back, but he said, no, I'm in a better place now. No. So what better place could he be than being with Mahaprabhu's kirtan and Shiva?
It was that, Krishna has called him in his pastime, when he was doing pastime in any world.
Prakat Braj.
Radha Krishna. Prakat Braj. And he was playing with her, oh Krishna, and his associates, and he was so happy. So he told that, oh, let me be here, I'm very happy here. It may be that by any bhajan sadhan, he may be like a gopi. And he was with all the gopis. With Rup Manjari he may be. And then why he will come? This is the fruit of serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So no harm. Shokamarsa adibhi bhavai akramta jasya manasam. Katam tatra mukundasya sputi sambhavana bhavi. What is the meaning? You?
Soka morsa divi bhavu yakranta jitsa chetasam. Katam tatra mukundasya sputi sambhavana bhavi.
And
in sok, For lamentation and anger, whose heart became completely applicated by these two things, is somebody's heart afflicted by amarsa, means anger, and shok by the material, if anything you lose, then you are become very sad. Then by these two things, if you are always absorbing your, then Mukunda means Bhagavan Krishna will not be manifest in your heart. So Mukunda also in so many meanings. Mukunda means
what he told in very simple words, you should tell.
If in anyone's heart there is anger and lamentation, in that heart Mukunda or Krishna will not manifest himself.
Why?
Because he's absorbed in something.
Your mind is disturbed. Your heart is disturbed. Understand?
Contaminated by these two things and more other things.
So, or anyhow, in any circumstances, try to make your heart very
pure.
If you are losing anything in this world, what harm? What harm? Nothing. Nothing. You know Rup Sanatan? Oh, he was treasurer and he was everything in that kingdom.
Prime Minister.
And he left all position. Why? We want to engage all our property in Krishna service. But why he left? Very dangerous. Very dangerous. So if it is gone, why to lament? Don't lament. Otherwise your heart will be impure. You cannot remember Krishna. What?
Prabhupada said, when my spiritual master first talked to me, I thought I was supposed to make money to print books. And he said he endeavored to make money and Krishna took it away. So in the same way...
Oh, this is for Kanishta Vaishnava. This is for Kanishta. But when he will be more, always engage his heart. So something has been told for Kanishta, something for Madhyam, something has been Uttam. Some for most Uttam, Uttam, like that. For Narad Goswami it has not been told. For Rupa Goswami it has not been told. Try to
reconcile.
Oh, one thing. Javatasyat swanirva swikiryat tadava arthavit adhiken yunancha chavate paramarthataha. What meaning?
Those things necessary for the maintenance of his life, it does not mean he is a sense enjoyer. The devotee neither accepts too much nor too little, for that hampers his progress towards his goal.
For whom it has been told? Not for Kanishta. Those who have ruchi, for them. Otherwise they should engage their money, their everything for Krishna, for Kanishta Adhikari. And those who have ruchi, for them. Oh, only like Sivas Pandit or others. Not more, not less. What is coming? Okay. And always, without disturbance, or chanting and remembering. Even death may come, so many rogues may come, and relative may die. No harm. Always he is satisfied and chanting. Bhakti pareshanubhav virakti annatra chaistrik ekala prapadyamanasa jathasnata sutusti pusti khudupayam. What is the meaning? You.
In this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that if someone will unconditionally surrender themselves to Guru and Vaishnavas and engage in devotional service, then there must be three results: bhakti, pareshanubhav, and virakti. Just as when we eat, every time we take a bite, gradually, three results come. We taste something, some satisfaction. Our body was weak before, but by eating, it becomes strong and energetic. And at the same time, our hunger goes away. So similarly, as one engages progressively, being more absorbed in bhakti, then three results will come. First one, bhakti. That means his sadha, his faith will grow. It will condense into anathinaviti, nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhav, prem, and more than that. And his sevabriti, his service mood, is going higher and higher. So this is the first result. If one will engage in shuddha bhakti, then his faith and service mood will grow. Second result, pareshanubhav. That means realization will come. He will realize at the time of his sadhan bhajan, his sambandha, nitya sambandha, eternal relationship with Krishna, and begin his devotional service. And third result, virakti. It means detachment. When one engages in pure devotional service, then detachment is sure to come. All different types of material desires and attachments will go away. He will no longer be nervous and hankering for contact of his senses with sense objects. And in this way, his mind is free to be absorbed in hearing, chanting and remembering.
Very good. What it all? Who will tell? What it all? Again, you. No, Prabhu. In very easy language, that all can understand.
He said, Bhakti Parishana Bhavo Virakya Ramyatra Chai Satrika Eka Kala Prapadyamana Syaya Takshnata Tushti Pushti Kshuda Payo Mukasam. First, when a person is engaged in bhakti, he'll have three experiences that will mark his growth, his advancement. Bhakti will come, he'll have some experience of love and devotion. Parishanubhava will come, he'll have some realization or insight. And third, virakti. That means that he'll give up all anarthas. And that happens when one has prapadyamanasya, when one surrenders in his devotional service. And it happens in the same way, the analogy is, that when a person eats, there are also three results. Tushti, pushti, kshudapayo. Tushti means that he'll feel some happiness because he's eaten. Pushti means that he'll get nourished and feel better. And kshudapayo means that his kshud or his thirst or hunger will go away. Yes. And anugasam, that'll happen with every bite as he eats. In the same way as three results come from bhakti.
If you are chanting, remembering. But if there is no vairagya,
detachment,
then your bhakti is somewhat leakage. If you are chanting, remembering, but not you are satisfied, and always you are hankering from worldly things, then there is something leakage. Try to
repair
it. Oh, otherwise, oh, you are giving water in a pot, but water is not collected. Oh,
so many holes.
Then there are so many holes. So these anarth are holes. The offenses are holes. And you should try to repair. Otherwise you cannot do bhajan. Today is some
drama
play.
Every day, yes.
Also they should. Only one shloka I will. Jashasti bhaktir. Jashasti bhaktir. Bhagavata kinchana. sarvai gunaistatra samasate harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manoratena sati dhavato bhavi. What is the meaning? Yourself. Yeah. I don't remember the name.
Atul Krishna.
Someone has bhakti. Someone actually has bhakti. Then in that person, all good qualities of the demigods reside. That person will have all the good qualities of the demigods. But if someone is not a devotee, harava bhaktasya kutoma guna, how can they have any good quality? That person may have learning, they may have wealth, they may have beauty, but it will all be for naught. Why? Because they are chasing, they are running a race, and the chariot in that race is the chariot of the mind. It is being very swiftly pulled by five horses. What are the names of those horses? They are the five senses. So this person, bahi, they are outside, under the influence of the material energy. And how can there be any good qualities?
If a person, or very young, stand up, very young,
energetic,
Oh, his muscles are like,
bodybuilder,
is about 20 to 21, 24, very smart, he champion in sports. Any quality will come and will he be happy in his life or not? But no bhakti, then what will be?
He cannot be happy. There can be no satisfaction from those qualities.
His health will be always permanent?
No. It will decay gradually.
One day he will have to die. So you should all remember, only body construction will not give you happiness. No? So all these qualities, now you can see it. If you have no quality, not a single quality, but you are chanting his name and you have Bhagavad Bhakti. Oh, this is the best life. And if you have all kind of quality, beautiful body, intelligence, or so many politics, duplicity and all other things.
Hypocrisy.
You are very wealthy. Everything is there. But no Krishna Bhakti. Then what is this? Like zero. Cipher. For this, mridanga, what tells?
Dhiktang.
Fie on you. So always remember this. You have come from different places. These are my instructions to be happy in life. So you should try to collect and do from today. What?
Gurudev, this, our translation to this verse says that not only do the good qualities of the demigods manifest in such a pure devotee's heart, but the demigods themselves manifest in his heart. Can you explain that? Demigods manifest in his body?
What? Where?
Yashasti Bhakti Bhagavati.
Yes.
Yashasti Bhakti Bhagavati Kinshana. Savaya Gunai Stature. Samasa.
Yes. The thing is that demigods, they know what are good qualities and bad qualities. They are everywhere. Like air, that Vaman, or fire also, that demigod is there.
Water
and everything are here. But really they are very happy if anyone is bhakta. Because he will chant, he will remember Krishna, he will do anything by their senses. Oh, demigods feel happy that, oh, they are by my sense, oh, they are doing bhajan. They are doing kirtan. They are hearing Hari Katha. And thus they are always very happy to be in the bodies of devotees. Understood what I told? For this greed, they are there.
They come in there and live there. Yes, for happiness.
Happily. To others, they are bound to be there by the order of Krishna to maintain their life. But they are very happy if he chanting, remaining his pure devotee. Then for greed, that a bhakti may come by through them, so they are happy there. Gaur Prema.
Hare Krishna, today,
oh,
Guru,
one kirtan.
Hare Krishna, today Vasubali Gurudev gave two initiations.
Thus ends the class. Okay, on the 1st of June 2002 in the evening in Badger, California. Hare Krishna.
For these things. What?
Gurudev, you mentioned the glory of Srivas Thakur, and he also didn't care even when his little son died during the kirtan.
That I told.
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to come back, but he said, no, I'm in a better place now.
No.
So what better place could he be than being with Mahaprabhu's kirtan and Shiva?
It was that, oh, Krishna has called him in his pastime, when he was doing pastime in any world.
Prakat Braj.
Radha Krishna. Prakat Braj. And he was playing with her, oh Krishna, and his associates, and he was so happy. So he told that, oh, let me be here, I'm very happy here. It may be that by any bhajan sadhan, he may be like a gopi. And he was with all the gopis. With Roop Manjari he may be. And then why he will come? This is the fruit of serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So no harm. Shokamarsa adibhi bhavai akramta jasya manasam. Katam tatra mukundasya sputi shambhavana bhavi. What is the meaning? You?
Soka morsa divi bhavu yakranta jitsa chetasam. Katam tatra mukundasya sputi shambhavana bhavi. And in sok. For,
lamentation and anger, whose heart became completely applicated by these two things. Kothantasya mukundasya spurti sambhavanabhavet. Is somebody's heart afflicted by amarsa, means anger and shok, by the material, if anything you lose, then you are become very sad. Then by these two things, if you are always absorbing your, then mukunda means Bhagavan Krishna will not be manifest in your heart. So mukunda also in so many meanings. Mukunda means
what he told in very simple words, you should tell.
If in anyone's heart there is anger and lamentation, in that heart Mukunda or Krishna will not manifest himself.
Why?
Because he's absorbed in something.
Your mind is disturbed. Your heart is disturbed. Understand?
Contaminated by these two things and more other things. Rajasthamas.
So, or anyhow, in any circumstances, try to make your heart very
pure.
If you are losing anything in this world, what harm? What harm? Nothing. Nothing. You know Rup Sanatan? Oh, he was treasurer and he was everything in that kingdom.
Prime Minister.
And he left all position. Why? We want to engage all our property in Krishna service. But why he left? Very dangerous, very dangerous. So if it is gone, why to lament? Don't lament. Otherwise your heart will be impure. You cannot remember Krishna. What?
Prabhupada said, when my spiritual master first talked to me, I thought I was supposed to make money to print books. And he said he endeavored to make money and Krishna took it away. So
oh, this is for Kanishta Vaishnava. This is for Kanishta. But when he will be more, always engage his heart. So something has been told for Kanishta, something for Madhyam, something has been Uttam. Some for most Uttam, Uttam Uttam, like that. For Narad Goswami it has not been told. For Rup Goswami it has not been told. Try to
reconcile.
Oh, one thing. Javatasyat swanirva swikiryat tadava arthavit adhike nunancha chyavate paramarthatah. What meaning?
If the devotee accepts those things necessary for the maintenance of his life, it does not mean he is a sense enjoyer. The devotee neither accepts too much nor too little, for that hampers his progress towards his goal.
For whom it has been told? Not for Kanishta. Those who have ruchi, for them. Otherwise they should engage their money, their everything for Krishna, for Kanishta Adhikari. And those who have ruchi, for them. Oh, only like Sivas Pandit or others. Not more, not less. What is coming? Okay. And always, without disturbance, or chanting and remembering. Even death may come, so many rogue may come, and the relative may die. No harm. Always is satisfied and chanting. Bhakti Pareshanubhav Virakti Anatra Chaistrik Ekala Prapadamanasa Jathasnata Sutusti Pusti Kudupayana. What is the meaning? You.
In this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that if someone will unconditionally surrender themselves to Guru and Vaishnavas and engage in devotional service, then there must be three results: bhakti, pareshanubhav, and virakti. Just as when we eat, every time we take a bite, gradually, three results come. We taste something, some satisfaction. Our body was weak before, but by eating, it becomes strong and energetic. And at the same time, our hunger goes away. So similarly, as one engages progressively and progressively, being more absorbed in bhakti, then three results will come. First one, bhakti. That means his sadha, his faith will grow. It will condense into anathinaviti, nishta, ruchi, asakti, bhav, prem, and more than that. And his sevabriti, his service mood, is going higher and higher. So this is the first result. If one will engage in shuddha bhakti, then his faith and service mood will grow. Second result, pareshanubhav. That means realization will come. He will realize at the time of his sadhan bhajan, his sambandha, nitya sambandha, eternal relationship with Krishna, and begin his devotional service. And third result, virakti. It means detachment. When one engages in pure devotional service, then detachment is sure to come. All different types of material desires and attachments will go away. He will no longer be nervous and hankering for contact of his senses with sense objects. And in this way, his mind is free to be absorbed in hearing, chanting and remembering.
Very good. What it all? Who will tell? What he told? Again, you. No, Prabhu. In very easy language, that all can understand.
He said, Bhakti Parishana Bhavo Virakya Ramyatra Chai Satrika Eka Kala Papadya Manasya Yatakshnata Tushti Pushti Kshuda Payo Vukasam. First, when a person is engaged in bhakti, he'll have three experiences that will mark his growth, his advancement. Bhakti will come, he'll have some experience of love and devotion. Parishanubhava will come, he'll have some realization or insight. And third, virakti. That means that he'll give up all anarthas. And that happens when one has prapadyamanasya, when one surrenders in his devotional service. And it happens in the same way, the analogy is, that when a person eats, there are also three results. Tushti, pushti, kshuda payo. Tushti means that he'll feel some happiness because he's eaten. Pushti means that he'll get nourished and feel better. And chuda payo means that his chud or his thirst or hunger will go away. Yes. And anugasam, that'll happen with every bite as he eats. In the same way as three results come from bhakti.
If you are chanting, remembering. But if there is no vairagya,
detachment,
then your bhakti is somewhat leakage. Leakage. If you are chanting, remembering, but not you are satisfied, and always you are hankering from worldly things, then there is something leakage. Try to
repair
it. Oh, otherwise, you are giving water in a pot, but water is not collected. Oh,
so many holes.
Then there are so many holes. So, these are not our holes. The offenses are holes. And you should try to repair. Otherwise, you cannot do bhajan. Today is some
drama
play?
Every day, yes.
Oh, so they should go. Only one shloka I will. Jashasti bhaktir. Jashasti bhaktir. Bhagavata kinchana. Sarvai gunai satra samasate. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna. Manoratena satidhavato bhaji. What is the meaning? Yourself. Yeah. I don't remember the name.
Atul Krishna. Atul Krishna Prabhu.
Someone has bhakti. Someone actually has bhakti. Then in that person, all good qualities of the demigods reside. That person will have all the good qualities of the demigods. But if someone is not a devotee, karava bhaktasya kutoma guna, how can they have any good quality? That person may have learning, they may have wealth, they may have beauty, but it will all be for naught. Why? Because they are chasing, they are running a race, and the chariot in that race is the chariot of the mind. It is being very swiftly pulled by five horses. What are the names of those horses? They are the five senses. So this person, Bahi, they are outside, under the influence of the material energy. And how can there be any good qualities?
If a person, or very young, stand up, very young,
energetic,
Oh, his muscles are light.
What will that?
Is about 20 to 21, 24. Very smart. He champion in sports. Any quality will come and will he be happy in his life or not? But no bhakti, then what will be?
He cannot be happy. There can be no satisfaction from those qualities.
His health will be always permanent?
Decay gradually.
One day he will have to die. So you should all remember, only body construction will not give you happiness. No? So all these qualities, now you can see it. If you have no quality, not a single quality, but you are chanting his name, and you have Bhagavad Bhakti. Oh, this is the best life. And if you have all kind of quality, beautiful body, intelligence, or so many politics, duplicity, and all other things.
Hypocrisy.
You are very wealthy. Everything is there, but no Krishna Bhakti. Then what is this? Like zero. Cipher. For this, mridanga, what tells?
Dhiktang.
Fai on you. So always remember this. You have come from different places. Oh, these are my instructions to be happy in life. So you should try to collect and do from today. What?
Gurudev, our translation to this verse says that not only do the good qualities of the demigods manifest in such a pure devotee's heart, but the demigods themselves manifest in his heart. Can you explain that? Demigods manifest in his body?
What? Where?
Yashasti Bhaktir Bhagavati.
Yeah.
Yashasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Kinshana.
Yes. The thing is that demigods, they know what are good qualities and bad qualities. They are everywhere. Like air, that woman, or fire also, that demigod is there.
Water
and everything are here. But really they are very happy if anyone is bhakta, because he will chant, he will remember Krishna, he will do anything by their senses. Oh, demigods feel happy that, oh, they are by my sense, oh, they are doing bhajan, they are doing kirtan, they are hearing Hari Katha, and thus they are always very happy to be in the bodies of devotees. Understood what I told? For this greed they are there.
They come in there and live there. Yes. Happiness.
happily. To others, they are bound to be there by the order of Krishna to maintain their life. But they are very happy if he chanting Ramayana, he is pure devotee. Then for greed, that a bhakti may come by through them, so they are happy. Gaur Prema.
Hare Krishna. Today,
oh, Guru, one kirtan.
Hare Krishna. Today, Vansipuli Gurudev gave two nisesa.
Thus ends the class. Okay, on the 1st of June, 2002, in the evening, in Badger, California. Hare Krishna.